The ancient Greek comedy Lysistrata is the story of an Athenian woman of the same name who is disgusted with the way men have ruined her country with an endless civil war. So she summons women from all the warring states to take matters into their own hands. The women unite and decide to withhold sexual favors from their husbands until the men agree to sit down and sign a peace treaty. That 2,500-year-old play has inspired a modern-day act of theatrical dissent. A group of women in New York are coordinating a worldwide reading of Lysistrata on March 3rd to protest the Bush administration's proposed war on Iraq and raise money for organizations working on the peace effort. Catherine Bloom is one of the organizers, and she told us how she hit on the idea.
I had been working on a modern-day adaptation of Lysistrata as a screenplay. And then I heard about a group of people in New York called THAW, Theaters Against War. And they were organizing a big action for March 2nd, asking theaters to somehow put an anti-war message into the work that they were doing. And all of a sudden, one Saturday morning, it hit me, why don't I do a reading of this play, both for THAW and also to learn more about the play to help with the screenplay that I'm writing. And so I got an email that morning from a friend of mine who said, hey, let's do a project. I'd love to work with you. And I said, well, how about working on this reading of Lysistrata? So somehow it was like a bolt of lightning striking a pine forest and everything exploded. And here we are a week later, and we have readings scheduled for 40 cities in 12 countries, and the number is growing literally by the minute.
I see that you're also trying to schedule some of these readings in the Middle East. Is that the kind of thing that women would be able to participate in that part of the world?
That's something that we're leaving up to the discretion of the people who want to do it. We actually have a woman in Jerusalem who wants to do a reading, and she's really terrified. And what we've told her is that it doesn't need to be a public reading. She can invite friends into her living room, have some tea and cookies, and do a reading of the play. It doesn't have to be public to be powerful and symbolic.
The Lysistrata strategy, withholding sex to get men's attention, has been used in other places. Perhaps you could tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah, there's a group of women in the Sudan called Sudanese Mothers for Peace, and they use this tactic to help end a civil war there. There's an amazing Turkish woman named Bursal Lemke who actually won a Right Livelihood Award in 2000 because she was trying to end some planned projects of gold mining with cyanide, which is a huge environmental polluter. And in the village of Pergamon, which would host the pilot project, the villagers actually ran unclothed in demonstrations, and the women denied themselves to their husbands until they expelled the gold mining companies.
Are you suggesting that some of the participants, or even those who go to observe these readings, do more than just read the play or listen to the play and perhaps stage an embargo of their own?
There's a lot of creative people out there, and I would leave the form of that embargo up to the individual.
The play is best known for this sex strike, but these women do more than just withhold sex from their husbands. They also take control of the country's purse strings.
Yeah.
And so are you calling women to action in other ways?
You know, at this point, we're just calling people to act. The Bush administration has turned Teddy Roosevelt's famous bully pulpit into kind of a bully's pulpit. And they've co-opted the institution of national and international media to hammer home their arguments for why this war is a good idea. And unfortunately, there's no equivalent alternative, public alternative, for people who oppose the war to air, discuss, and debate their views. And so we're trying to create what we think of as an alternative bully pulpit, which is the theater. And we want this reading to be the opportunity for communities to come together and discuss alternative possibilities.
Catherine, thank you for joining us.
Oh, thank you.
Catherine Bloom is an actor in New York City.